Alright, college kids, so today's episode is going to be kind of an overview of your first year of college. I'll talk about like my first year of college a little bit and what I wish I had known or done differently and just kind of what to expect. So for, let's say this, college and high school are drastically different, as I'm sure you guys know, but like you really don't understand how much more freedom you have in college until you get there. Like only having 3 classes a day, and I don't know, like having one at like 9 a.m., another at 10 a.m., having like a 2-hour break, and then another at like 12 or something. Oh no, at like 1 or something like that. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like it changes so much, and it depends on the kind of campus you live in too. Like a lot of things can affect how your first year of college goes and the experience you have. But I go to the University of Maryland, and our camp, we have like an official campus, right? And it's really, really big. Like, I don't know, like I think UMD has about 30 some thousand, 40 some thousand undergraduates. We have I think we're one of the biggest public schools. But I mean, the campus is huge. So just, I don't know, like being by yourself, being able to like kind of explore the campus and just kind of walking everywhere. There's so much walking in your first year. At least for us, because our campus is big, and a lot of my classes were like 10, 15 minutes a walk away from each other. So I will say, like, you really underestimate the kind of freedom because it's 9 p.m., right? And it's like, oh, damn. Like, I can just go hang out with my friends at some place. I don't need to be in my dorm getting ready to go to bed. So, because I have 6 a.m. classes the next day. I mean, like, some people have 8 a.m.s, right? And some people choose to wake up early and work out and whatever, right? But, like, it's just, you're kind of shocked at, like, how much you can actually do. At least for me, like, I didn't grow up, like, willy-nilly, like, I can do whatever I want, go to parties and stuff like that. For me, it was very much just school, a lot of school, and, like, grades were my priority and stuff. So I never really, I was never like, oh, I want to hang out with my friends at, like, 10 p.m. I don't know if people's parents allow them to do that, but I was not allowed to do that. So going to college and it's like, damn, I can kind of just do whatever I want right now was very, very surprising. Another thing I would say is it depends semester to semester. My first semester of college was very easy. That I don't know if this is like a universal freshman experience, but like my classes were very easy. I didn't really have to do anything for them, and I'm a big procrastinator, so even procrastinating, I was able to get stuff done, and I maintained my like GPA and stuff through my first semester. But here is second semester, which I'm currently in right now. I'm like halfway through, I think, second semester, and I will say certain classes are gonna be a wake up call for you. My roommate actually, she had a class in her first semester, and she said that class was kind of like a wake up call for me because she's from the same county as I am, and we were both like, like straight A students and stuff like that, right? So she was like, this was kind of like a wake up call for me because I had gone through most of high school and like, yeah, I did difficult classes, but I procrastinated a lot. But then I realized coming into college, like sometimes you can't live up and maintain those habits and still maintain your grades. So, like, for example, this semester I'm taking Orgo, and I will say that, like, it's not hard. It's just you have to stay on top of it if you don't want to be on the week before the test, like, every day cramming and staying up really late studying. That was me last week because I did not pay attention. Like, this is our exam too. So, like, after exam one, I was, like, so behind on, like, notes and like practice problems and stuff that like a week before the exam I was like, oh my god, I actually need to do stuff. So the week 1 week leading up to the exam, I like stayed up till 3 a.m. and woke up at like 7:45 for a week straight so I could get everything done, and I just did like so much organic chemistry. So if you don't want to, some classes are going to be a wake-up call like that, right? So like the content wasn't difficult, it's just there was a lot of content for me to do, and it will really kick you in the butt if you aren't staying on top of it. Like certain classes, I'm still like really just like eh, I don't really need to stay on top of that blah blah because they're like easier. I know I can like manage it, but like understand that in college you may not be able to do the same. Because I don't know if this is the same for like other classes and other universities, I guess. But like my organic chemistry teacher, for example, he'll teach the thing. But there's no way to get a good grade with just doing what he teaches. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like he skims over, and it's up to you to go back either to the textbook or watch videos online to get a deeper understanding. Like, I don't know. I don't know if not a lot of all classes are like that. Like, other classes, like whatever my teacher teaches, I'm able to absorb that, and that's fine enough to do well on the test. But this is like absolutely not. Like, some teachers, I guess, they just don't teach everything to the depth that you need to know for the exams. And it's up to you to actually go out by yourself and have a deeper understanding, because there are like required textbooks for each class, and like, yeah, just know, don't come into college expecting to behave and procrastinate the same way you did in high school, if you did do that like I did. That's one thing I'll say. The second thing I'll say is that, like, friendships in college. So in high school, your friends were kind of like default friends. Like, who did you have classes with, right? Who did you have a lot of classes with? What are faces that you see almost every day? So like, that kind of became easier, and the classes are smaller, right? So they're like in high school they were like 30 some people. So I mean, at least in my high school they were 30 some people, and like, I don't know, I went to elementary school, middle school, high school with certain people, right? And I kept seeing these faces over and over, and we kept having the same classes. So it just kind of became a automatic thing that we became friends. Those are the people I became friends with. But going to college and the lecture hall is like 300 people, like, it's really hard to see familiar faces when every day you're seeing a new face, right? There's not like a consistency. I will say that, like, I was able to make like friends with certain people. Like, in my CS class, I sat next to two international students, two Indian international students, and I like talked with them, and now we became pretty, like, I wouldn't say like friends, but like, we like chat before class, and we like say hi whenever we saw each other. But then I have my next CS class, so the next CS class in like the set of requirements with one of those guys, and like, we talk a lot, and like whenever we see each other, yeah, we talk during class and stuff. We sit next to each other in class and stuff, right? So like, some friendships can form automatically, like they did in high school, but you do really need to like learn to branch out, and like, you really need to take the initiative in making friendships. And that's one thing I kind of regret not doing, actually, because I have like friends from high school, and what I did on the first day of college is like, I just went to hang out with my friends from high school, right? And that's what I kept doing, and I didn't take an opportunity to kind of, like, with my roommate, for example, like, I didn't take any, like, as much opportunity as I wished to, like, form friendships with those people. So, like, and just kind of, like, people on my floor. I'm part of a specific program at my honors college. Yeah, my honors college. So I didn't, and I live with those people, but I feel like I didn't take the time to actually get to know them, because I just stuck with the people I knew in high school, and I stuck with the people I sat next to in class, right? But I didn't get the time, I didn't make the effort to actually form any friendships with the people that were in the same program as me, like branch out past high school, right? So like, that's one thing I do regret. You really, no matter how socially awkward you are, no matter how introverted, because like, I'm not someone who's very sociable, it doesn't come as naturally to me, I would say. But I really wish I had put myself out there, and I wish I had formed friendships with these people, because believe, like, by the first month, everything seemed so solidified in my program. Like, everyone seemed to have their own group, everyone seemed to have their own cliques, and it just made it even more difficult to, like, how would you say? It made it more difficult for me to gather up the, I'm gonna say courage, but like, gather up the will and the effort to make friends with these people, because I was like, oh my God, they've already made their cliques, they've already made their groups. Like, I wish I had done that in the very beginning. So like, take time to, like, whether it's in your, I guess your dorm is the best way, like, whether it's in your dorm, like, make an effort to speak to people in the lounge, people in, like, passing by, like, make conversation, right? Because it's never gonna hurt you in the end just to like greet someone and just exchange a few words, right? Because it could grow into something, could develop into something, right? And another thing is, as I said before, I go to University of Maryland, and our campus is huge, and there's just a lot of events usually going on. Like, I don't know if people are familiar with the University of Maryland, but there is a place, there's a building called the Stamp Student Union, and it has like a food court, but it's also like there's a lot of rooms where a lot of events happen, and these can be like really more like professional events, but they can also be like just like painting, or there's another event coming up I know called like tote bag decorating, right? So like whenever you see an event, especially at the beginning you usually have more time, I feel like. At the beginning, like when you first enter college, you have more time. So in my opinion, I feel like and a lot of the activities happen like, oh, you know, welcome first week to the University of Maryland. Here are some activities that Stamp Student Union's gonna be hosting, blah blah blah, right? So just put yourself out, do as much stuff as possible. And if you don't, if even if it's that's not natural to you, at least give it a shot, like at least for the first week or two. Try your best to put yourself out there and try to meet people and, you know, like try to, you know, form some sort of relationship with other people so that like you have something to go off of when the events start to taper off, when people start to form their groups, you're going to be able to have someone that you can reach out to, right? That and also join clubs. Again, I don't know how other universities do it, but at the University of Maryland, we have something called, I think it's called like Fall Fest or First Look Fair. First Look Fair. And I think this was in like, if school started the end of August, maybe this was like more like, I don't know if this was like mid-September, maybe late September, maybe October. I'm not sure, but they had a First Look Fair for clubs. So clubs, we have like a mall, a collegiate mall in our college, and I think it's like, is it the biggest? I think it's the biggest collegiate mall in America. But anyways, it's a collegiate mall. It's just like a wide, very long span of like grassy area in front of our main library, and it has like within the big grassy rectangle, there's like sidewalks for you to cross it, right? But people, clubs would just put like tables with their club information for the First Look Fair, so students were welcome. It was like from like 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. or something. So like you can come and you can like talk to people who are in clubs that look interesting. Scan the QR for their GroupMe. GroupMe is an app where like basically you can form chats with like, you know, you could be like Crochet Club has a GroupMe, and you just kind of scan a QR code and you're part of that GroupMe and you can see all the messages. And these are huge group chats. They're like, they can be like hundreds of people, right? Like I have a GroupMe for my dorm floor. Like I live on a certain floor, right? So I have a GroupMe for that. But yeah. So, like going and seeing what's interesting to you, because that's another great way to form friendships. If you find clubs that are interesting to you, well, guess what? At those clubs are going to be other people that have the same interests as you, and that's even a better way to form friendships and relationships with people, right? So, really, just that's one thing I regret about my first year of college is really put yourself out there, because everyone's going to eventually like find someone eventually, and then in the end, you're going to feel kind of like lonely. And you're gonna feel like you don't have anyone because everyone else made an effort to socialize and become friends with people, right? So, and even if you're going to a state school like I did and a lot of your friends are coming, I mean, if your friends are coming, that's great. Like, don't abandon them, like, keep hanging out with them, right? But, like, also give yourself the opportunity to meet other people and do other things. Do not just coop yourself up in your room or just wait for your high school friends to say, hey, you wanna hang out or whatever, right? So, like, really, it's really up to you to take the initiative on get having a good college experience. So yeah, I think those are the main things I'll say for your first year of college. I can't speak to every single class. I mean, I did give a kind of overview. Do not go in with the same expectations as you did in high school, because high school you were very much forced into a schedule, right? And of course, college you do have a schedule, but it's so much more lax and you have so much more freedom. So yeah, oh, another thing I would say is I know that some people are true morning people and they are going to wake up at 7 a.m. in the morning, 6 a.m. in the morning, but do not, my recommendation would be for your first semester, do not take 8 a.m.s, like to the best of your ability. Like if you truly believe you're someone who can wake up for that, do so. But like coming to college, I also thought I was much of a morning person, and I kind of am. Like I will wake up at like 7:30, right? But like 8 a.m.s are just another entirely different thing. Like just you don't know what to expect for your first semester of college, right? You don't know because a lot of socializing happens in the evening, happens like even into like late night. So, and you may have times where you're up until like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and then you have 8 a.m. the next morning. It's awful because like a lot of events happen like into like late of night, or you may be socializing with people and talking with people, and that may like in your dorm building, and that may happen till the late of night. And just give yourself the room to, yeah, give yourself the room just in case your schedule you end up having and the lifestyle you end up having in college is not exactly like high school. Because in high school, most of us woke up at like 6 a.m., 6 something a.m., right? Not because we wanted to, but because we had to. So, like, don't come with the expectation that that's how you're going to be in college. Give yourself the room. And if you are like that in college, if you are someone who can wake up at 6 a.m. and you love going to bed at like by midnight or whatever, good, like, good for you. Like, great, then you can do 8 a.m. for the rest of your college experience. I would just say for the first semester, give yourself the opportunity just in case, a little bit of wiggle room in case you do not end up being that kind of person. So I think those are the main points I want to hit. So yeah, see you in the next episode.